The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
Beautiful day across the Northern Plains from the studios of 550 K-Fire in Bismarck, KCJB 910 AM in Minot, as well as the Flag Family, AM 1100 the Flag Fargo, and AM 1090 KTGO rockin' the Bakken, and KLTC in Dickinson. This is What's on Your Mind with Todd Mitchell. I am Scott Hennen. Love to hear from you this hour. We had a lot of special guests in the first hour, so didn't get a chance to chat with a lot of callers. We have a few more special guests this hour, as a matter of fact. A lot going on. We are in Grand Forks today. Within the shadow of the Ralph Engelstad Arena, where the Stanley Cup is being prepped for an event that starts in a couple hours, to let the masses come on in and see the most storied prize in all of the sports. The Stanley Cup, the Lord Stanley Cup, is in Ralph's house today. We're broadcasting from Bank Ford, which is in the shadow of Ralph Engelstad Arena today, and be joined later on the program by the current steward of all that University of North Dakota hockey success, Dave Haxtell, the head coach, who has certainly a great team. And talked to one of his predecessors, Gino Gasparini, before, and you think about the coaches and the legendary names like a Dean Blaze and the players over the years. It's great fun to come back and live those memories. And, of course, Ralph Engelstad Arena's the holy grail, really, of all that storied Sioux hockey history these days. So it's great fun. We're going to chat with Ed Belfour, who I believe was the first person to bring the Stanley Cup back to campus and the University of North Dakota. And actually, when he brought the Stanley Cup back after a Dallas Stars Stanley Cup victory, it was used in an unofficial groundbreaking for what is now Ralph Engelstad Arena, which was a lot of fun. And one individual that was part of that is now head of business development for Bank Forward, Jeff Bowen, who joins us as well. A teammate of Ed Belfour's on that 1987 national championship team. Jeff, how are you?
Very good, Scott. Thank you for having me.
Thanks for having us and hosting us today at Bank Forward. We'll get a little plug in here for the bank first. This is a great bank, isn't it?
It's an awesome bank. We've been in business since 1927. Started in Hanaford, North Dakota. A.C. Brown, Mark Brown's grandfather, started the business way back in the 20s and has grown it right now to over 16 offices in 13 communities across Minnesota and North Dakota. And we got two branches here in Grand Forks, North Dakota, and it's a wonderful progressive bank. We have all the services of a big bank, but we do it in a small, friendly type of atmosphere, and we take great pride in taking care of people and connecting with our communities.
And this is obviously one of the bigger communities you serve, Fargo as well, but to walk in here, it feels like you're walking into to Mark's great-grandfather's bank in Hanaford.
Yes, everybody, I mean, the culture around here is to know our folks, know our clientele, know our customers, and we take great pride in getting to know the families and communities that we represent and we serve.
So the Sioux hockey family is quite a unique thing. Tell us a little bit about last night in the Stanley Cup with Matt Green and the reception. And
well, first off, Matt is a great player and a great person. And the first time he won the cup, he brought it back to Grand Ledge, Michigan, where he was originally from. And he brought it back the second time here to the place that he gives credit to for his development. And the coaching staff and the program at the University of North Dakota has done wonderful things with a lot of players, but Matt's just a humble guy. He brought it back, and there was a lot of his ex-teammates that were out at the Grand Forks Country Club and then on a bus that were traveling around and partaking in the event with the Stanley Cup.
What a neat deal, and it really is. You grew up playing hockey for the East Grand Forks Green Wave and then ultimately part of the University of North Dakota Fighting Sioux and then part of the coaching staff over the years. I mean, can you think of anything? I mean, I know a lot of the Sioux players put the McNaughton Cup almost in that category, but really overall nationwide, it's just nothing like it worldwide, is there?
No, and it's such a, I know you had Gino on earlier and Tony and the lure, I think they used of the word or the allure or whatever it is there. And I mean, it was cute last night. Matt was signing autographs, taking pictures with families, and the little kids just wanted to get the pictures and the autographs. They're so excited. And then to jump in the pool. But you know, the young boys and the young girls who were there getting their pictures, none of them would, the word was, don't touch a Stanley Cup, because they were all hoping to be Matt Green and the Eddie Belfours and, and that, and have a chance to win the Stanley Cup. So they were pretty excited.
Yeah, I actually talked to two former Sioux this weekend on Detroit Lakes, Andrew McWilliam and Derek Forbert, and they both said there's a real, I mean, if you've not won it as a player, there's a little bit of superstition there where you don't touch it because you don't want to jinx yourself. Is how the folklore goes. Gene and Valley City has a question or a comment at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Hello, Gene. What's on your mind?
Good morning, Scott. Do I understand correctly that the Stanley Cup is in Grand Forks to be viewed?
It is. It's from noon until 3, open for a public viewing. The players will be there signing autographs. You can get your picture with it. It's I think it's worth the drive from Valley City to be up here sometime between noon and 3 today, if I were you, Gene.
Okay, that brings up a question, and I misled your call screener, because if the Liberty Bell, suppose that the Liberty Bell could be displayed in Grand Forks, how many people would show up? I went to the movie America last night. There were a handful of people in the theater.
No, I know where you're going with this, Gene, and I totally understand it. I mean, I would hope that the Liberty Bell coming to Grand Forks and UND on a tour would fill the place, but I suspect that it probably wouldn't attract the crowd that the Stanley Cup will today. And what does that say? I think it's an indictment on realizing the geniuses of the founding fathers and the fact that, you know, sporting events and the free a society that we live in and the things that people enjoy are the product of a lot of good heart, blood, sweat, and tears from a lot of folks over the years, you know. So, pretty
tough. For an example, Scott, on Sunday we had some company, and I was flying my 13-star flag. And one of the companies wanted to know what's up with the 13-star flag. Is North Dakota the 13th state or something?
No, yeah.
I'm sorry to tell you, this guy was a Vietnam vet. I threw a whole bunch of cold water on everything here with this call, but my gosh.
You
holy
did.
Cow.
That's fair to say. I actually like the Liberty Bell Stanley Cup comparison. I do, but only because
well,
I have a fan.
It's not going to happen.
Gene,
the Liberty Bell's going to stay where it is.
Well, then maybe we should go see the Liberty Bell, Gene. I was just going to say, maybe you ought to get a team of folks there from Valley City and head to Philly and look at the
Liberty
Bell. Yeah,
since you clean up Philadelphia, we'll be glad to take that road trip.
Exactly. What did you want me to ask him, Jeff?
No.
You had a question for him?
At Valley City, we have a bank. Bank Forward in Valley City.
Well, there you go. So he doesn't even have to go to Grand Forks today to partake in that hometown feel of Valley City. There you go. See, Jeff appropriately brought us back on topic. And that is the word Bank Forward here with the Stanley Cup. Gene, thanks for the call, and I hear what you're saying. I don't disagree with you, but I don't think that means you in any way, take away from the folks that are going to come here today and celebrate something pretty cool. And I would argue something pretty American, the L.A. Kings winning a Stanley Cup championship. So it's pretty neat. 800-228-0550 is our toll-free telephone number, 701-258-0550. You have a favorite Robin Williams movie, Jeff? Proving that not everybody, is a slave to text on their phones or the front page of the paper. When I came in today, Jeff told me, I didn't know that Robin Williams died. You hadn't heard it, right?
Mrs. Doubtfire?
Yeah. That's your favorite, too?
Yeah, one of them.
Yeah, mine, too. The kids love that movie. That's why we like it, right?
Love it.
We're a slave to our kids and what makes them laugh.
Yes.
Yeah. But I was glad to know you didn't know. Because that means that, you're not exactly wired 24/7 like kids are today to social media.
That's true.
Yeah.
I know last night when the Stanley Cup was going around, a couple pictures posted and everybody in the world knows. We just live in a different world today, I guess.
No, that's pretty amazing. You're exactly right. In fact, I know that the Stanley Cup was at Judy's Tavern last night because of social media.
Oh.
And I must admit that I had to have a good chuckle over that because I've tipped a few Bruhani's in my day at Judy's Tavern. You know what I mean? And I was glad for the folks that own Judy's. There's a lot of storied history there. It's a neat little kind of neighborhood pub.
Yes, it is.
Yeah. So that was pretty cool as well. But you're right. Social media is just amazing these days.
Oh.
I mean, a nanosecond after Robin Williams dies, a nanosecond after the Stanley Cup has been somewhere, and some of it's good and some of it's bad. But You know, it's part of the fun. So we're going to take a break, and you're going to have to track down Eddie Belfour because he answers your calls but not ours.
Okay.
So when we come back, we'll see if Jeff can track down Eddie Belfour, who, if I'm not mistaken, was the first person to bring the Stanley Cup to University of North Dakota after winning with the Dallas Stars. Trying to remember that when that would be. 99, did they win, Jeff? Do you remember?
Yeah, it was actually, I just watched that on NHL Network the other day. 99, they played Buffalo, and there were six UND players in that game, and Eddie was the backstop. He was a goaltender, but Tony Hercus, Rick Wilson, Craig Ludwig, and then on Buffalo, Dixon Ward and James Patrick were on that. It was an infamous three overtimes. Hull scored in the overtime.
So infamous that we were in the house.
Yes.
Remember that? We had it down to Dallas to watch a few of those games.
Yes, we did. Yeah,
exactly. Couldn't pass up all those former Sioux being in there. And once a Sioux, always a Sioux. They took good care of us down there with some Stanley Cup final tickets in 1999. Pretty amazing.
Yep.
All right, short break. When we come back, Jeff's going to try and track down Eddie Belfour. If you have any questions or comments for him, of course, his name's on the Stanley Cup. He's also part of a national championship at the University of North Dakota in 1987, the team Jeff was on. Coach Dave Haxtell and a few other surprises to come on What's on Your Mind, live from Grand Forks and UND today. Don't go away.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Biedelsbacher.
The checkoff is putting its weight behind a new kind of soybean oil that will win back lost demand in the food market. New high oleic soybean varieties are expected to help secure and expand U.S. soybean oil demand and increase U.S. soybean farmers' profitability. High oleic oil does not contain trans fat and therefore is better for food, biodiesel, lubricants, and cosmetics. Customers are looking for a widely adapted soybean oil that works well for their applications. As an industry, we can offer them a solution with high oleic. The goal is to have 18 million acres of high oleic soybeans planted by 2023. If this goal is achieved, the value of soybeans is expected to increase by 66 cents per bushel for all U.S. soybean farmers.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Loading and unloading grain is safer and more efficient than ever with the Roll-Tec electric conversion system from AgriCover. Featuring the new Command 10 remote with next-generation Zigbee technology. It's smart and easy to use, keeping you in control. This completely integrated system uses the same remote to wirelessly operate tarps and hoppers. Over time, the Roll-Tec electric conversion will pay for itself. Why? It reduces driver fatigue. It's lighter by design, and it saves time, allowing more trips per day. So schedule your install today by calling Dickinson Truck Equipment, 701-483-4369. Nelson Ripplinger Sales in Minot at 701-721-1252. Burt's Truck Equipment, East Grand Forks at 218-773-1194. Yankton Canvas in Jamestown at 701-252-6927. Or find a dealer near you. Go online to RollTechElectric.com. RollTechElectric.com.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it, so decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
We are back live in Grand Forks today at Bank Forward, coming to you with the What's On Your Mind statewide broadcast here, because we follow the Stanley Cup. We go where the Stanley Cup is, and Jeff Bowen and the team at Bank Forward, Mark Brown and the crew here, we thank you for the hospitality. It's been fun. And I understand Red Pepper Grinders are coming at 11. Is that right?
Red Pepper's on the way, and everybody loves Red Pepper.
Yeah, and I think this next guest of ours, who is a member of the 1987 National Championship team, is a All-American goaltender and went on to just an incredible professional career minding the nets. Ed Belfour joins us on the program today as well. Ed, how are you doing?
Great. Glad to be here.
So isn't every day we get two members of the of the 1987 National Championship University of North Dakota hockey team on the radio together and a Hall of Famer? Is Bowie the Hall of Famer or is that you, Eddie? I forget which one is in the NHL Hall of Fame.
Well, we were both there that night, so they were both there.
Well, I was along for the ride. I was very humbled when he called, and Eddie invited my wife and I to attend the NHL Hall of Fame. But to really set the record straight, all Gino wanted me to do in 87 was make sure Eddie's water bottle was full for him so he didn't get dehydrated during games.
Oh, God.
The memories. The memories. Now, Ed, I was wondering if you were the first person to have brought the Stanley Cup back to campus, because I remember when you did after the Dallas Stars victory in 1999, and it actually was part of a groundbreaking for the current Ralph Engelstad Arena. But had anybody done it before you? Do you know?
I'm not sure, but Bowie might know that.
I do believe that Ed was the first one, and we were very thankful that he did bring it back, because I know Eddie gives a lot of his credit to, you know, the coaches in the UND program for his development.
We had a lot of fun, and it was a great turnout. It was just a wonderful day, for sure.
Now, it was a really incredible series of days, actually. You can tell how important Ed was to the Chicago Blackhawks in that Stanley Cup victory. Oh, that was the Stars, right? It was the Stars. I'm sorry. It started with the Blackhawks, then the Stars. But the Stars winning because Ed was allowed to bring it not only to UND, but also to his hometown of Carmen, Manitoba, and to Chicago, back to see some friends in Chicago. And talk about that, Eddie, if you would, a little bit about what it means as a player growing up and seeing that cup on the ice and Stanley Cup finals over the years, and then what it means to hoist it above your head and have your name on it.
Well, I think most of us that started when we were 4 or 5 years old, we played for that Stanley Cup. You know, every time we played floor hockey or street hockey, and, you know, it was always a dream that probably every kid has. And for me, you know, it was the ultimate goal was to win the Stanley Cup, and I was fortunate enough to be on the winning team in 99 with the Stars, and, you know, it was a dream come true. It was just the best feeling ever, and we sure enjoyed our time with our teammates and friends, and I was lucky enough, like you said, to get the Stanley Cup for 2 days. Most guys only get it for 1 day, but I got it for two, and I got to bring it to UND and then enjoy it with everybody there, and then back in Carmen, some of the guys traveled to Carmen with me on the bus there, and you know, we had probably 1,000 people or more in Carmen enjoying it that night, and then lucky enough to get to take it to Chicago and share with all my friends in Chicago and in Michigan, where I started my career in the minors. So it was a lot of fun. Never forget it.
And of course, that dream started probably on a rink outside in Carmen, Manitoba, and transferred to Ralph Engelstad Arena, and then ultimately to the NHL. The NHL arena. Talk a little bit about, Eddie, what role UND played in your growth and ultimately landing in the NHL Hall of Fame.
Well, UND was, you know, huge in my development with Gino and Marcy and Blazer and Terry Eads. You know, I was a late bloomer playing 3 years of junior hockey in Manitoba and kind of under the radar a bit, but that coaching staff, you know, really believed in me, especially John Marks. And, you know, I would come down in the summer and you know, work at the hockey school there a bit and play with the guys at night. And it was just a real enjoyable time. And that's how I got my foot in the door, I believe. And, you know, them being close to the MJHL. They got to watch me quite a bit. And so I learned a lot from Gino and Marcy and Blazer. And, you know, they put together an amazing team. You know, we were called the Dream Team. And, of course, winning the NCAA was just an awesome event and a dream come true, too. And, you know, I think being a 21-year-old freshman for me just, you know, put me on the map. And, you know, I'm very thankful to my teammates and UND for that and also for Gino and the guys. So it had a big part to do with me turning pro for sure.
Jeff, do you have a favorite memory of Eddie between the pipes for the Fighting Sioux? Probably a few hundred, huh?
Yeah, lots to go around. And Ed's just a great competitor and obviously a great man, a humble guy. And I do remember those first days when the coaching staff asked him to drive down, and he'd drive down every day from Carmen, and he'd drive back every single night because he worked in the morning, and he's a consummate engine guy, too. He can take apart an engine and do anything with it. So I just remember what a great, tremendous teammate he was and a great work ethic. And the bus trip to Carmen I was fortunate enough to be on and be a part of, and that's something that all those stories, I believe, Ed, were sequestered, and we can't visit about any of those, I don't think.
No, some of them are better left untold.
Well, I tell you what, though, I was honored to be invited to that as well, and I tell you, to be in Carmen, Manitoba, and see that community and the outpouring of support for the hometown kid who'd won the Stanley Cup and the dinner you put on for them in the town hall, and I just remember that like it was yesterday, those little kids and how excited they were to be with the Cup and all the, you know, family members you'd known over the years. I would imagine that sticks with you still to this day pretty strong as well, huh, Ed?
Oh, yeah, for sure. I think about it all the time, and eating cereal out of the cup in the morning with mom and dad. So, you know, always wanted to do that. And you know, just seeing how everybody reacts to the Stanley Cup. And by the end of my time with the cup, those couple of days, I was calling it the Magic Cup. You know, it's just amazing what, you know, what it can do to people. It put smiles on their faces, and they just, you know, they're hugging it and kissing it. And, you know, it's just an amazing thing to be part of.
It really is. I remember on the way back from Carmen, stopping at the border, and the border patrol agent, because it was a bus, said, "Can I come on the bus?" And we were all kind of smirking, thinking, "What's he going to think when he sees the Stanley Cup?" And the guy, you would have thought he saw a ghost. You know, he was just, you guys remember that?
Yeah.
That was a classic.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's just, you're right. It really moves a lot of people. There's just some great history there. Lord Stanley's Cup and Ed Belfour's name's on it. And now he's in the Hall of Fame. And, of course, University of North Dakota and the Fighting Sioux, part of that story. Thanks so much for the time today, Ed. Really appreciate it. Good to catch up with you, and all the best to you and your family.
Yeah, you bet. Thank you very much for having me.
Good to talk to you. Thanks for having us, Jeff.
Thank you very much.
We talked to Coach Haxtell, another 21-year-old freshman who turned out pretty darn good, right? Remember that when he walked on campus? I do. We'll talk about that when we come back on What's On Your Mind.
Listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Summertime means big-time savings at Chase on the Lake, Walker, Minnesota, the premier resort and spa on the shores of Leech Lake. They have set the bar even higher this summer. A lot of resorts, the premier ones, don't offer very good specials, if any, in the peak summer season. Well, not at Chase. Now through August, if you book any Sunday night, you get Monday night free. That's right, a buy one, get one during the peak of summer at Chase on the Lake, Leech Lake, Walker, Minnesota. Buy any Sunday night through August, get Monday night absolutely free. And this is Chase on the Lake we're talking about. The great historic hotel, the spacious 2 and 3-bedroom condos, the award-winning spa, the lakeside dining, the watercraft rentals, they've got it all. What a deal. And here's more. You can also get 50% off any spa treatment any Monday through August. And that's good for 2 services per booked room. Go to chaseonthelake.com. Enter the promo code Scott for this great deal. Chaseonthelake.com, promo code Scott. Or call them at 888-CHASE-06. 888-CHASE-06 and tell them Scott sent you to Chase on the Lake, Walker, Minnesota.
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite intestinal freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people. When the cleaners ruined some special clothing, all they could do was show us a sign that said they weren't responsible. But when they got the letter from one of our Legal Shield attorneys, he promptly gave us a check for $1,152. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Do you ever feel like you live in an alternate universe? As the stock market hits new highs, the middle class are dying. Manipulated financial markets and economic figures, chaos on our border, China and Russia bypassing the dollar. Life is getting ready to change. You need to prepare to thrive in the new economy. Go to babyboomerbackupplan.com or call 888-507-8789. That's 888-507-8789.
Hour. What's on your mind? Statewide, all across the Northern Plains, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains, and we thank you, our listeners, for that from 550K Fire, KCJB, KLTC Dickinson, and the Flag family, AM 1100 The Flag, Fargo Moorhead, as well as KTGO 1090 Radio in the Bakken. We're banked forward today, and we're banked forward because it's in the shadow of Ralph Engelstad Arena, where in about an hour and a half, the storied Stanley Cup will be up for a public viewing, and the coach of the University of North Dakota Fighting Sioux, Dave Haxtell, is here to tell us a little bit about the big day. Coach, how are you?
I'm great. How are you this morning?
Nice to see you.
Good to see you. Thanks.
Yeah. Now, with the calendar flipping to August here, are you getting into kids are coming back on campus and get them on the ice kind of mode, or give us an update on how things are going?
We're a couple weeks away from getting dialed in here. School starts a little less than 2 weeks from now, so it's time to get after it.
And we were talking to Brian Faison earlier a little bit. He talked about, the first year in the NCHC and basically said not everything was perfect. Got to get the tournament a little better, but, maybe some growing pains, fix the officiating, a few things there. But what was your take on the year?
Well, we'll have the officiating debate goes on endlessly. So we'll continue to work on that year in and year out. I thought it was a great first year. Everything was new. It's nice to be into year number two where, we're building a little history and a little tradition instead of going through everything the first time around.
And by and large, what's your report card on the year? I mean, the competition's pretty fierce, pretty amazing. It's good hockey, isn't it?
It's night in and night out with the group of eight that we have in the conference. It's a real battle, but that's what it was meant to be, Scott. It was meant to be the top developmental league. It was meant to be a great league for the fans, night in and night out. And obviously, we have to build some of the new rivalries for our fans. We're obviously continuing a lot of the good old ones, but overall for our team, it was a good year. Not a great year, but it was a good year. We built and probably played our best games down the stretch.
About the tournament, I mean, a lot of Sioux fans just love that Final Five tournament. Yeah. There's just so much rich history downtown St. Paul, and obviously this year, just for a lot of reasons, not there. I mean, you confident that gets fixed going forward?
Yeah, I thought it was a good first year at Target Center, and the folks in Minneapolis have been really good in terms of being on board and trying to build that new tradition. our fans were as always outstanding in the Friday night game down there. It was a great atmosphere. It's a good building for hockey. They're continuing to make improvements to it, and I think we'll keep building that tournament.
Dave Haxtell, the head coach of the University of North Dakota Fighting Sioux, chatting with us today on the program. And, of course, Ralph Engelstad Arena today will host the storied Stanley Cup. And you got a little up-close time with the Cup again last night. And we were just chatting with Eddie Belfour that I know you had a chance to hear.
Yeah.
And I remember you being here for that as well.
Yeah.
So you've been up close before, but it's pretty special, isn't it?
It is. It's pretty amazing. And to have, you know, guys like Eddie and Mike and Matt bring the Cup back here to the community it's phenomenal. There's such a history and tradition behind that trophy, and I think that's kind of the special part about it, is when you do see it up close, it's a little bit of the imperfection of the trophy. It looks so pristine on television, but when you actually see it and you see some of the history that's with it, some of the imperfections, you know, some of the miles that have been put on it, it's an amazing trophy.
Talk about Matt Green a little bit. He played for you, and here he is bringing the Stanley Cup back here. What do you think of that?
Well, he's just, we talked a little bit about his mother and father, Jim and Darcy, and you can see where Matt gets it. He's just a tremendous person. He was a phenomenal player and leader and person within our program. And that continues on today within our hockey family here at the University of North Dakota. And for him to bring it back, I know it made a lot of people's days yesterday and through the evening, and certainly today over at Ralph Engelstad Arena. It'll be a great opportunity for kids and families to come and see the trophy and take a picture.
When did you first find out he was planning on bringing the Cup to campus?
Well, shortly after, Matt found out exactly when he was going to be getting the Cup. It was pretty clear in his mind that being the second time around, he had a chance to take it to Grand Ledge, Michigan, his hometown, the first time around, and the community there got to enjoy it. This time around, if we were able to put some things in place to make it happen, he really wanted to bring the Cup here. And now I'm pretty excited that he wanted to do that. And just proud of him for doing that.
Talk a little bit about what it means. You grew up in Alberta and no doubt had dreams to hit the ice. And Obviously that led you to the University of North Dakota. Just growing up, especially in Canada, I think, certainly more and more in the United States when teams like the LA Kings win it, it's a dream for kids, isn't it?
It really is. And you heard, I think that's one of the first things that Eddie said, is that every kid grows up dreaming to hoist that Stanley Cup. And not very many get a chance to do it. Obviously, very few opportunity to play in the National Hockey League. And when you think of the number of good players and great players that have had long careers in the National Hockey League that have never had a chance to hoist the Stanley Cup, it's pretty amazing. It really is a dream for every young kid, every young hockey player, certainly in Canada, and as you mentioned, growing throughout the United States. To have a chance to hoist that cup.
Dave has arranged, Coach Haxtell has arranged for a special guest to join us by phone here in a couple of minutes. And fellas, you're going to have to tell me in my ear when our guest is on, because I'm having trouble connecting with you online here. But, a special guest who is about to have his name on the Stanley Cup for a second time, Matt Green, is with us along with Coach Haxtell. Matt, congratulations.
Hey, thank you very much. How you doing?
We're doing great, and appreciate you joining us for a couple of minutes. I know that you probably got 9 million media requests, and you're about to go over to a press avail at the Ralph. But wanted to visit with you just a couple of minutes here and talk a little bit about this story, Dave. Tell us a little bit about the thought process on bringing the Cup back to your alma mater.
That's just something I really want to do. I wouldn't be where I am without UND, and it's definitely a place where I grew up. And really wanted to come back and share it with people who want to experience it. And it means something, too. And last night was a lot of fun. I think today will be a good time, too.
So tell us a little bit about last night. Where I understand you might have stopped in Manville on the way in and a few other fun spots. But where was the funnest of the stops for the Stanley Cup and your entourage last night?
Everything was a good time. I think, Manville, the country club, and then Judy's, and then back to the hotel. I think a lot of stuff happened in between. It was a good time, and hopefully nobody died. And we'll see what happens after that. But I haven't heard any, too many complaints this morning yet.
What's your first memory of the Stanley Cup?
I think I might have saw it going to the Hockey Hall of Fame when I was a youngster, going up there and then seeing it in Toronto. But it's definitely everything gets erased the first time you get a chance to touch it and hoist it, and it's a pretty special feeling.
We were just chatting with Eddie Velfour, and Eddie talked about having it at his home in Carmen, Manitoba, and his mom and dad eating cereal out of the Stanley Cup with him. And that's something he always dreamed about. It. Did you have any kind of like moment like that that you just had to do?
I think the best thing about it was just kind of going over with my dad a little bit, my family, and just reading the names. And, you know, you're such a fan of these guys growing up. But for me personally, to be able to see the Red Wings, you know, back-to-back champs, and to see your name alongside with, you know, Steve Yzerman and guys that you really looked up to growing up, and to see your name on it now too, it's a pretty special feeling. I think that's the craziest kind of, that's just the realest moment I'll take away from it.
It's been fun watching your success, as it is with so many former Sioux in the pros. Talk a little bit about, you know, winning the Stanley Cup with the LA Kings and what's becoming a dynasty there, and what part University of North Dakota hockey played in that for you, Matt.
I think we're a ways off from being the dynasty. I think we got to get a couple more in our belt before that. But I think UND does the best job you can possibly do for a college hockey player to prepare you for the pros, and also for give you a platform to really be proud of what you're doing. In terms of you know, while you're in college and while you're playing, like, this is a special place and a special program. And like you showed last night, guys from, you know, alumni showing up there. That's, you know, from 20 years before I got there to 10 years after I've been there, it's such a special, and you have a bond with everybody. It really is a family, and it prepares you for that going forward, because pro sports really doesn't have that. You know, you don't have that family aspect, and you always have that in college, and you have that here. It's an amazing feeling.
Well, thanks for taking a little time out of your schedule in a busy couple of days here. We appreciate it very much, and I know a lot of kids are going to be excited to meet you and get an autograph today and get a picture with that storied Stanley Cup. So thanks for bringing it to UND. It's really great.
Hey, thank you. Yep, thanks for having me.
Good to talk with you. Matt Green of the L.A. King Stanley Cup champions, who will today have the Stanley Cup at the University of North Dakota, right at the lobby of Ralph Engelstad Arena. Pretty special young man, isn't he?
Yeah, absolutely. And putting together quite a career, not a surprise. Again, it all comes back to that foundation of, you know, he talked about special times with his dad, you know, and sitting with the cup, looking at the cup, studying some of the names that are on it. You can really, you know, you can hear the foundation that he has as he speaks here on the radio with you.
It's hard to put into terms what a bond there is between players and coaches and you know, alumni over the years. It's pretty special, isn't it?
Yeah, it was just a fun night last night. You know, Matt was good enough to bring it here and to open it up just at a, if you want to call it a private gathering of a couple hundred people last night. But it was interesting, absolutely. It was interesting to see alums from, you know, 20, 30 years before Matt was here, to, you know, all the way down to, you know, guys that just graduated here over the last year or two. And there's a real common bond there. And that's something that is real special within the program.
We saved the most important question for last with our special broadcast from Bank Forward here today on What's on Your Mind, as we all get ready to head over to Engelstad Arena after a little red pepper lunch here at the Bank Forward with some Sioux friends. But 12 noon is when the doors open. But here's the big question. So if you had to, you know, get out the ranker and put what place the University of North Dakota hockey team will land when the season ends in the NCHC this year, what are you thinking?
Well, there's only one spot that we're shooting for, and that's what counts. So, you know, we came awful close last year to getting a share of the NCHC title, and we missed that opportunity on the last weekend of the season. So, you know, our year last year was a real developmental year. We've got a ton of leadership, a ton of character coming back. We need to take two more steps this year to finish our season.
Looking forward to it. Thanks, Coach.
Thanks.
Dave Hackstall, coach of the University of North Dakota Fighting Sioux, with a special guest, Matt Green, whose name goes on the cup again. Pretty neat. Back with our final segment in Grand Forks today near Ralph Engelstad Arena at Bank Forward on What's on Your Mind. Don't go away.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Clean never sleeps. Not at the North Dakota Truck Wash. Stanley, North Dakota on the truck bypass just south of the Pinnacle there. Megan's on the phone. What does 24/7 service mean for truckers, Megan?
Yeah, absolutely. We are open 24 hours, 7 days a week. Our shortest wait times are during the evenings, anytime after 8 p.m. and anytime before 8 a.m. is the best time to come and get your truck washed.
All right, so no waiting, 24/7, no appointments necessary. Just come on in and they'll get you in line at the North Dakota Truck Wash, Stanley, North Dakota.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Before the hour on What's on Your Mind, a couple of questions that have come in. One, I have no idea the answer to. It has to do with how the Cup travels around the United States to these kind of events. So I've asked Coach Haxtell if he'd answer that one for us in a moment. And also a comment about a caller earlier from Valley City that was comparing the frenzy over the Stanley Cup to whether or not that would be here for the Liberty Bell as well. And a couple of comments that have come in about that. So we'll chat about that in a moment. First, I want to tell you about our friends at High Plains Apache. Your Apache sprayer dealer. You know, we started out pretty wet this spring, and I tell you, a lot of growers out there, but for an Apache sprayer, would not have got the spraying done that needed to get done. So they get it done every day. It's a rugged machine. The things are great. And by the way, the folks now at High Plains Apache have the ET Ag Center, And what that means is whether it's an Apache sprayer or any other sprayer, they've got 50,000 parts on hand for that thing. So any sprayer you have, they can get it. And, of course, they also can drop ship it to your door within a day or two as well. HighPlainsApache.com. Stop and see them in Mandan. They're in just south of Fargo at Frontier as well. And tell them Scott sent you. Make sure you say hi to the Maytag repairman back in the service shop because they need, you know, I'll have a cup of coffee with you. Not much to do. There's nothing ever to fix on those Apache sprayers. They're
bring
the
us some cookies.
Yeah, bring them bring us some pie.
Some pie.
Yeah, some pie. Exactly right. Anyway, 800-228-0550 is our toll-free telephone number. Also brought to you today by our friends at the North Dakota Farm Bureau. Membership has its privileges. $50 a year, you can save thousands on vehicle purchases. You can get great discounts on hotels, on travel, on cell phone plans. NDFB.org, the North Dakota Farm Bureau, bringing ag home. Okay, so one question that came in, and thank you, Coach Haxtell, for being the expert here that can answer this question. The question from the audience is, how does the Stanley Cup travel?
Well, there's always a caretaker with the cup. At every stop it makes, every minute of the day. There's a gentleman that travels with the cup. I think there are three. If you think of the schedule that these guys are on, it probably takes, two or three guys to rotate through. But
sort of like a bus driver. One's going to sleep, right?
Yeah, and just, great guys. But they're with the cup. They're the caretakers of the cup. When it's on a flight or on a bus, something like that, it's in a protective case and well taken care of.
So they literally just don't leave it's sort of like the nuclear football, the suitcase and the president, right? They're with it all the time.
Absolutely. They're always in the vicinity. Maybe not standing right beside it, but always in the room.
And do they treat that cup with an enormous amount of reverence as it goes from place to place?
Absolutely. And it's one of the most fun things is to see the reactions of people when they don't expect to see it, as when we were out in Manville out there and a few people walked in that didn't know it was going to be there. That initial reaction is it's pretty special. It's something you can't duplicate that.
No, it really is. It's just is there anything else like it in sports? We started the program asking that question, but I don't know. The Super Bowl trophy is a big deal on Super Bowl Sunday.
Yeah,
right? It kind of gets passed around, and same thing with NBA championships. But I can't think of anything like it in sports anywhere.
Yeah, I don't think you need to debate how difficult it is to win this trophy. We don't need to compare it to other sports, anything like that. When it comes right down to the trophy itself, there is nothing like it. Absolutely not.
Yeah, I mean, the names of everybody that's won at the teams go right on the cup itself forever.
Yeah.
And
yeah, the history and tradition that comes with this trophy is immense.
It sure is. Thanks again, Coach. Appreciate you joining us today. Our expert got the answer for the listener there. Appreciate that very much as well. The other comment I was going to share had to do with the comparison to the Liberty Bell. I actually know where this caller was going. Some people were like emailing and texting us, why is that guy trying to rain on the parade of the Stanley Cup? I don't know that he was. I think he was asking a fair question to say, would the Liberty Bell and all it represents attract as much attention to the University of North Dakota as the Stanley Cup? And trying to find the comment from the listener here on Facebook, and the comment is, relate the cup to the freedoms we have to pursue the gifts endowed by the Creator. Very good point. I mean, I think a lot of what the Founding Fathers envisioned, the genius of the Founding Fathers, is evidence in athletics at the at the Pee Wee level, at the college level, at professional sports, because that's one of the great things about America, using your talents and using your gifts and to go after it. So I think that's pretty cool. It really is. What club do we have, Todd, to play?
North Dakota Farm Bureau is what he was asking about. Don't forget, there's a replica of the Liberty Bell at Century High in Bismarck, and each state gets one. Because they can't drag that Philadelphia bell all over the place.
But again, it's a little bit different than the Stanley Cup or the Liberty Bell. I mean, again,
okay, but they're not going to drag the Liberty Bell out of Philadelphia.
That's true.
They're just not going to.
Do we have time to find out what's on the minds of farmers and ranchers right now?
Wes! Wes is a rancher from Hazen who shares his thoughts on the basic erosion of personal rights we see happening in America.
A myth perpetuated by the environmental community and state government entities today is that man and his environment must seek a sort of mutual Garden of Eden. Barring that achievement, the environment must take precedence over man. The two most prominent examples to date are the areas of interest instituted by the Industrial Commission of North Dakota and the Clean Water, Wildlife, and Parks Amendment. These two issues seek to prevent private property owners from properly exercising their rights by regulatory overreach and control and redistribution of state tax dollars from the state to protect the environment and to regulate and control private property rights.
Thanks, Wes. That's Wes, a rancher from Hazen, with his thoughts. We find out regularly what's on the minds of farmers and ranchers on this program, and you can find out more at ndfb.org, ndfb.org, bringing egg home. All right, folks, hope to see a whole lot of Stanley Cup and University of North Dakota fans at Ralph Engelstein Arena, noon to 3 today. We'll be back tomorrow, live from Bismarck, and the Greater North Dakota Chamber Policy Summit at the Radisson. On tomorrow's broadcast of What's on Your Mind. God bless you, folks. We'll see you. Bye-bye.
Farmers Union Oil Company, the Senex stores that have been serving the communities of Stanley, Tioga, and the surrounding area for 71 years have a brand new name, Pinnacle. Serving excellence. And the Pinnacle Travel Plazas in Stanley and Tioga are the place to go if you're headed for the Bakken. Great food. That's right. Stop in and find home cooking, just like Mama used to make. All kinds of great daily lunch and dinner specials prepared by their executive chef. All kinds of great grab-and-go items. Burgers, fries, onion rings, mozzarella sticks, chicken drummies, popcorn chicken, chicken strip baskets. The Piccadilly Pizza is fantastic. Personal pan size, medium and large. Order in or take out. They have catering available, too. A great bakery department and a sit-down eating area. Come on in and enjoy good old-fashioned home cooking at the Pinnacle Travel Plazas. Right off Highway 2 in Stanley, or just north of Highway 2 on Highway 40 in Tioga. Pinnacle, serving excellence.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Hey folks, this is Larry Crisp for BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com. I'm sure you know, this economy sucks. We all realize that the American economy is tremendously unstable right now and will likely get much worse. There's monumental debt, government bailouts, stock and real estate bubbles that are primed to pop at any moment, which can flush away most or all of your retirement savings. This type of movement has enormous consequences. Virtually zero sectors of the economy are hiring and workforce participation is at record lows. Financial trouble is right here at our doorstep. But if you move right now and develop a backup plan immediately, this could be the most profitable time of your life. Proportionally, more millionaires were created during the Great Depression than at any time in our history. Get my free report at BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com or call 888-507-8789 for my free report. 888-507-8789 and prepare to profit as history repeats itself.